when the blues of the night meets the gold of the day. Brought to you by the General Electric Company, makers of famous, dependable kitchen and home laundry appliances. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Bears, and Bing's guest, Jimmy Stewart. Ladies and gentlemen, this is National Popcorn Week. So now, to celebrate this momentous occasion, we bring you a prominent screen actor who's been co-starred with popcorn in many movie theaters throughout the world, yes. Bing Crosby. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken. Dolly Moses, has Popcorn Week rolled around again?
It certainly has.
This must be the sound man from the Gangbusters program. That's him. We got him. Yeah. Anyhow, Ken, this being Popcorn Week, I think we should really go all out to promote and extol this delectable noisemaker that makes the movie theaters so crunchy.
But Bing, popcorn doesn't cause so much noise in theaters now that the noiseless bag has been invented.
I concede that the noiseless bag is a boon. Mm. If you don't blow it up and break it when it's empty. Never do that. The person next to you may be on a salt-free diet.
And also, ladies and gentlemen, if you will chew your popcorn with your mouth tightly closed, you won't make a sound. Research has proved this.
Has research proved it?
Yes, indeed. Our popcorn chewing panel, composed of prominent physicians and college professors, assembled in our special popcorn chewing laboratories at Melted Butter, North Carolina, have proved this fact. Popcorn chewed with a mouth tightly closed is absolutely noiseless.
No other panel can make this statement.
Listen to what Mr. Cornwell Crampton of Crunch County, South Carolina says.
I've been chewing popcorn now for 40 years. By golly, one of these days I'm going to squaller something.
Well, go right ahead, Mr. Crampton.
Are you?
Ah, she goes.
You know, Bing, you can really buy cheese and caramel popcorn in theaters now.
Oh, yes, I knew that.
And listen to this. The popcorn people are coming out with a brand new thing. Banana popcorn.
Banana? Oh, yeah. Ken, I predict that banana popcorn will never, never catch on.
And why not?
The American public just ain't gonna go for any newfangled popcorn that you gotta peel.
No, you don't have to peel it. It's just banana flavored corn.
Oh, banana flavor. Yeah. Oh, that's different.
Sure.
That'll be horrible.
Stand by, that's nothing. Soon we're going to have licorice, cinnamon, wintergreen, and lemon-flavored popcorn.
Wow-wee. I tell you, this is a wonderful age we're living in, Ken, if you care for it. But now, Ken, I think we better drop the popcorn, huh, and get on to the opening selection, which is Feet Up, Pat 'Em on the Po-Po. Let's go, John.
Feet up, pat him on the po-po, let's hear him laugh.
Ha-ha!
Feet up, pat him on the po-po, let's hear him laugh.
Ha-ha!
Ain't been a kid like this before, he's so good-looking, gonna have some more.
Feet up, pat him on the po-po, let's hear him laugh.
Ha-ha!
Now I've been known to gamble, take a little drink. And there's the night I had that fight, and I ended in the clink. But now my rootin' tootin' days are done. Gonna be the man he thinks I am, cause I love my son.
Feet up, pat him on the po-po, let's hear him laugh.
Ha-ha!
Feet up, pat him on the po-po, let's hear him laugh.
Ha-ha!
I ain't seen a kid like this before. He's so good looking, gonna have some more.
Feed me up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh.
I'm gonna do some bragging up and down this town. I'm walking into joints and new and pass the news around that I just up and had a son. Though he's just been born, gonna buy him a horn, a baseball and drum.
He's tiny as a peanut,
and yet I do declare, someday he'll look at me and say, hey, how you doing down there? He'll be good-hearted like his ma, but I'll bet he'll be a lady killer just like his pa.
Feed up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh. Ha-ha! Feed up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh.
Ain't been a kid like this before. He's so good-looking, gonna have some more.
Feed up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh.
Ha, 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 ha. Gonna pat him on the popo now.
Hey!
Thank you, folks. Thank you very much. Thank you, Rhythm Ayers. That was a very clever laugh. And well, Ken, now that I've finished bragging about Junior, don't you have something to boast about?
Yes, Bing. I'd like to brag a little bit about the General Electric Refrigerator Food Freezer.
Well, I may join you.
You know, the General Electric Refrigerator Food Freezer is really two appliances in one. For in the GE Refrigerator Food Freezer, you get GE's spacious moist, cold, and no defrosting refrigerator, plus a real food freezer. All in one beautiful cabinet. This zero-degree freezer on the top has its own separate door, refrigerating system, and temperature control. It freezes and stores. Keeps 70 pounds of food safe frozen and delicious for as long as a whole year. And the way that GE refrigerator section down below protects food, GE Moist Cold does it. Keeps vegetables and fruits dewy fresh, like you just plucked them from the garden of the old pear tree. And it never needs defrosting because frost never forms. GE refrigerators are so dependable, folks. More than 3.5 million have been in service 10 years or longer.
So if you misters and missuses listening would like to have garden fresh vegetables and tree ripe, vine ripe fruit and right off the ranch flavor in your poultry and meats, and have them all on hand at all times, see your GE dealer about a dependable GE refrigerator food freezer. See him this week. Title song, ladies and gentlemen, from the Broadway production, Wish You Were Here. They're not making the skies as blue this year. Wish you were here. As blue as they used to when you were near. Wish you were here. And the mornings don't seem as new, brand new as they did with you. Wish you were here, wish you were here, wish you were here. Someone's painting the leaves all wrong this year. Wish you were here. And why did the birds change their song this year? Wish you were here. They're not shining the stars as bright. They've stolen the joy from the night. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Shining the stars as bright, they've stolen the joy from the night. Wish you were here, wish you were here, wish you were here.
Thank you.
guest time is here. Yes, sir. It'll be tough, I guess, to find a more charming, a more welcome visitor than the lanky lad who is now approaching the microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Mr. Jimmy Stewart. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Bing. What are you doing back in Hollywood? Good work. What, did someone steal your fishing rod?
No, I sneaked into town to buy me a new Lucky Louie lure, and General Electric snagged me and put me to work here, Jim.
General Electric? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. That's a subsidiary of Bing Crosby Enterprises, isn't it?
No, if it was, I'd still be fishing. But enough of this fly dialogue here, Jim. Whenever you come to see me, it seems like you always have a problem. A major problem. I'll bet you got something worrying you. Now, what is it? Hmm?
Yes, Bing, I do have a problem.
Well, let's have it. Out with it.
Well, Gloria and the kids and I rented a place down at the beach, mm-hmm. and that sea air is awful chilly at night, Bing.
Jim, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do about sea air.
I know that, but now that you're working for General Electric, I thought maybe you might help me get one of their electric blankets.
Help you? Listen, Jim, all you got to do is go to a GE dealer. Buy yourself a blanket.
Hey, I kind of thought maybe you'd like to go with me, Bing. You know, you're new with the company. You'd get credit for the sale.
That's a thought. That's nice. That's sweet. I've snagged a customer. I'm a cinch for a gold star in my order book after that. I wonder where the closest GE dealer is, Jim.
Oh, well, there's a terrific store right around the corner here on Hollywood Boulevard. Yeah, they've got everything there. I've been there 5 times this afternoon.
You've been in there 5 times? Well, why didn't you buy the blanket?
Well, every time I walked in there, a girl clerk came up to wait on me.
So?
And now I own 3 electric ranges... an all-electric kitchen, several automatic washers. But I'll be darned if I'm going to buy an unmentionable from a girl.
Oh, Jimmy, a blanket isn't an unmentionable.
Well, maybe not to a man of the world like you.
Well, Jim, if you feel that way, then I'll go with you. I'll help you buy the blanket. That way, if a scandal develops, I shall share your shame.
Yeah, well, that's...
Come on now, Jim. Steel your nerves. Let's go. Well, here we are, Jim. Here's the GE dealer.
Yeah, it's a nice window display, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very pretty. But I must speak to the manager. My picture should be in the window there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, entree, Jim. In you go now and ask that girl for an electric blanket. Just go right ahead. Now, remember... Electric blanket, nothing else.
Yeah, I want an electric blanket.
That's right.
I want an electric blanket. I want an electric blanket. Thank you.
Well, what now?
Would you mind showing me an electric eel?
An electric eel?
You. Pardon me, every time I get excited, my Adam's apple pops like that. Bing, are you here?
I'm right beside you, Jim. Now, be brave, boy.
Now, if you'll just wrap up that eel, miss, I'll get going here.
Say, this is the 6th time you've been in today. Have you got a crush on me?
Are you?
He's just a little excited, miss. What he really wants to buy is an electric blanket.
Oh, well, then step right in here.
Very well. Hey, Jim, what are you doing on those pills? What are those pills you're taking? What are they?
It's Dramamine. I'm getting dizzy.
Oh, what you need's a good pat on your popo.
Now, will you gentlemen step in here to the bedroom?
The bedroom?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jim. I'm with you.
This is a model bedroom we have to show young married couples our blankets and other appliances.
Oh.
Now, that blanket on the bed is ash rose. It also comes in glade green and blue bonnet.
I kind of like that ash rose.
Very well, sir. I'll have one of those wrapped for you.
Now, just a minute. I don't want to get rushed into this thing here. And I think maybe I'd better try it out before I buy it.
What do you talk? What's it to try out? You plug it in, you get under it, you set the temperature control, and there you are.
Never mind. Is it okay if I try it, miss?
Please do. Of course, you can't get into bed with your clothes on.
Man. Old Adam's apple's getting a workout today.
Now, if you'll just go over there to the dresser, you'll find pajamas. You can change behind that screen.
Thank you. Now, there's just one more thing. I'm getting this blanket for two people. Now, how will I know that it works double?
Well, don't look at me.
You see, miss, I'm married to a girl. Just a minute here. I've got my marriage license right here.
Oh, never mind that. Get on your pajamas now. Get into bed.
Well, what'll I do for a partner?
Oh, yes.
Say, Bing.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, go ahead. Pretend you're his wife.
All right. Well, I won't do to get a gold star in my order book.
You'll find sleeping garments there in the dresser.
Oh, these look all right. I'll just take this pair of blue pajamas here.
Just a moment, sir. Why are you pawing around in that drawer?
I'm looking for more pajamas. All I can find in here are pink nighties.
Oh, I'm sorry. All we have is one pair of pajamas. Why don't you slip into one of the nighties?
Are you?
Now I'm doing it.
Come on, Bing. We'll get behind the screen and change here.
I'm with you. Take away my undershirt, dear, and there's nothing there but skin.
Say, Bing, what's that string tied around your big toe for?
Oh, that's to remind me to put on socks.
But where are your socks?
Oh, the string's warm enough.
Oh, you know, that these pajamas fit me perfectly.
Oh, goody. Say, help me on with my nightie, Jim. It's caught in my ears here.
Oh, no, yeah, here you go. Gee, Bing, you look like Ray Bolger in Where Charles.
I feel like Rita Hayworth in A Fair in Trinidad. Let's hit the sack, Jack.
Okay. Oh, no, Bing, no. I always take that side. You take Gloria's side here. Mm-hmm. Say, miss, how do you work this thing now?
Tell me, sir, do you sleep on your right side, your left side, or on your tummy?
On my popo.
Get under the blanket. Now, you each have an individual temperature control.